Up to in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, letter number 1763. This letter is dated Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Menachem of Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. Here the Rebbe sort of lets it a little bit out. Gives a little musar over here. So the Rebbe says like this. Here, after I've written to you responses on all your questions, I'm going to allow myself to come with a general point, a central point. The verse says that everybody has a certain number of days. Yomim yutzaru v'loy echot behem. You have a certain amount of days, and the job is to bring about the unity of Hashem during that time. In many areas of Chassidus, it explains the idea of this verse, that the days of man have been given in a set amount so that he should be able to fulfill his mission in this world. There isn't even one day or even 1 minute extra more than necessary for his service. It is also understood that during this entire time, even if it's a small part of that time that you waste on just trivial matters, so this automatically makes a lacking in the fulfillment of the mission. And therefore, in the contents of your letter, it's a waste of time that you're spending with questionings on others. How come they're not doing in such a way and not differently? Because worrying about other people is something other than you. You don't have to worry about what other people do. The most important and necessary for each one and one of us is, with the exception those who are responsible for the community or similar to that, but us individually, is to dedicate our time, our energy, our powers to fulfill our shalichas, our mission. And when the Yetzer Hara sees that the questions on other people do not hold him back from working his work by himself, so he tries to get you involved with questioning and this and that, but he sees that you're not falling for it, that you are continuing to do the work, so automatically he will no longer try to pull this blockage and this obscurity so that you all of a sudden see questions you have others, how others are doing, because it will be no benefit for the Yetzer Hara, for yourself. For the Yetzer Hara wouldn't benefit, because you're not falling for him. It doesn't stop you from doing what you need to do. So he'll stop throwing in all those questions. So the Rebbe says, the same thing is true. And these are the matters in which you are discussing and dealing in your letter. Questioning whether you are able to influence your surrounding or not. It's another issue that the person was discussing in the letter. He's not sure whether he can. The Rebbe said that is time wasted. It's lost time. And the Rebbe says the law, the ruling, each and every one of us has already been determined. It's been said by the ruling of those who founded and they run the yeshivas Toim Chetmimim, that each and every one of the Tamimim, that is the students, needs to become a luminary, a light that shines, as explained in the Rishima, in the write-up of the fifth day of Hanukkah that passed. For sure you have seen it. So since the ruling is that you are a ner, and that you have to illuminate your surroundings, so therefore, it is upon you to immediately get to work. And all the discussions and the give and take are extra. And therefore, it can only hurt. Apparently, I'm going to guess, I don't know who the Rebbe wrote this to, but there was apparently, it looks like a student of the yeshiva, and he was being critical of others and why they're doing the way they're doing. And also, he was also, looks like, he wasn't sure, right? Wrote to the Rebbe, he wasn't sure about whether he could be successful in influencing others. And the Rebbe basically gives him a general, besides answering all the questions specifically, as the Rebbe says, the Rebbe gives him a general outlook that don't waste your time on questioning how come other people, what they're doing, because that is not something which is connected to you. You have to do what you need to do. You're an agent. Hashem has given you time to do your work, and don't worry about other people. Make sure to do your work. And the fact that you're having all these issues, if you'll stop worrying about it, and the Yetzirah will see you're not longer worrying, it's not distracting you, he'll stop showing you these kinds of items. And the second thing, the Rebbe also says, to question whether you are worthy, you're not worthy, you're fit, you're not fit, it's also a waste of time. The Rebbes have already ruled that each one of the students is a ner lahoyer. He's a candle that illuminates. Therefore, you have the responsibility and the ability, and you will be able to be successful. And therefore, don't waste time. Get to work immediately, and extra discussions about it can only hurt the ultimate goal of bringing light to your community. I guess it's a fascinating letter of the Rebbe. The Rebbe just puts it out the way it is.